Good afternoon and welcome to another installment of Food for Thought on KWIT Siouxland Public Media. I am your host, Adrian Colbo, and we are live in studio today with Carrie Kellen, Executive Director of the Sioux City Public Schools Foundation. Welcome, Carrie.
Well, it's good to be here.
Good to have you.
It's always such a warm environment walking in to our friends at Siouxland Public Media.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
It's so great. I walked in today to you just kind of wrapping out with Mark Munger and Devin Cadwell, and it's like a little family over here.
It's a lot of fun. And there are a bunch of foodies.
There are foodies. Yeah, there's always a lot to talk about.
In this club here. Yeah, so, yeah. So it's one of my favorite things.
Conversation
to
always.
Do to talk about, to make. It's good.
It's a nice little warm up for Food for Thought today. Mm-hmm. We're talking about food today, but we're talking about food as it relates to kids in our community. And the main attraction is this food bus, this new food bus that the Sioux City Public Schools Foundation and the Sioux City Community School District is launching. Tell us about that.
Oh, I'm so excited about this, but I'm gonna ramp up a little bit if that's
go
okay,
for it, yeah.
Adrian. When I started working for the Sioux City Public Schools Foundation, one of the things that was the most surprising to me was the food insecurity that the students within the community schools experience day in and day out. And so the statistic that caught me off guard was 67% of the students enrolled, of the roughly 15,000 students in the community school district, qualify for and are part of our free and reduced meals program. And so when I say meals, that's intentional because it's often breakfast, lunch, and at some of our buildings, we also offer a snack at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And so so with that in mind, the summer meals program is a really big deal because throughout the school year, it's pretty easy for us to help hungry kids.
Right.
During the summer, there's a few more hurdles that we cross. And sure. One of them is getting kids to the locations, right? So this year, with a little help from Tyson and our friends at No Kid Hungry, and the creativity of our fantastic food service and operations and maintenance team, we have constructed this bus that is really fun, has delicious food on it, and hangs out at places like the Leeds Splash Pad and Launchpad Children's Museum.
Very cool. I mean, there's a long list here as well of places that the bus will be located. And then that helps to contribute, like you said, to providing meals for kids that might have an issue getting to a centralized location. And that nutrition aspect, tell us about that. How important is it for kids to have consistent and quality nutrition in their lives?
Well, you know, I think anybody who has experienced hunger understands what it does to your brain, right? Healthy food helps our kids grow physically and mentally. And so well-balanced, nutritious meals are part of what make our kids stronger, better, faster on every level. The Sioux City Public Schools Foundation the last couple of years has done our 30-30 kind of a food fight for kids where we've asked people to fast for 30 hours
right.
while they're raising money to support our delinquent lunch accounts. And I did it 2 years ago. And by hour 20, I was doing okay. By hour 25, I couldn't type a literate email.
Right.
By hour 30, making decisions was just almost overwhelming. And
yeah.
So I think that was an eye-opening experience. If you haven't been through it before, you know, I wouldn't encourage you to do it, but it's certainly eye-opening how many things become more challenging when you don't have that nutrient level.
Yeah. And when we think about food, you know, I do a lot of talking about food as a fun thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, but there is a necessity for food in our community. And like you said, 67% of kids have a hard time, you know, having access to quality nutritional food.
And we live in the breadbasket of America,
right?
There's food everywhere. So what I love about the programs, especially at the elementary school levels, is a lot of our school buildings have summer gardens that they're growing and kids can come and participate in these community gardens and the food is sent home with them. And so we're giving access to real healthy items instead of processed or out of a box or, you know, some of the maybe less healthy choices. Teaching kids to like things that are green, right?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And so the meal options from the food bus are fun and nutritious at the same time. I mean, you're still going to get your, you know, pizza and you'll have milk and a side of veggies with it, right? And they have corn dogs and hamburgers and some other fun summer kind of foods.
And there's also kind of an educational aspect to this as well.
Well, we're working on a couple of different projects at the same time. So there are 18 locations around the school district where kids can go for these meals. Mm-hmm. A number of them are permanent meal sites, either at elementary schools or public buildings.
Okay.
And a number of those locations have educational pieces like summer reading programs. We've found that when you have another program other than just the meal, it's easier for kids to access those spaces. And some of the stigma with receiving free food diminishes because they're there for the reading program or they're there for the summer activity rather than just for the meal. And so that's been something that we've focused on as the foundation, helping to support, making sure that there's another reason for kids to come to this building. And then, oh, by the way, here's your fantastic meal to eat at the same time.
And participation is key for these programs. So the more participation we have from the community, the more people that show up, the better chance of these things continue to be funded, right?
You're absolutely right. And so the food's all provided through the USDA. It's a program that a lot of people want to help support. They want to offer free food or they want to, you know, do something directly with that piece of it. Mm-hmm. We have more than enough funding for the food. What we need support with are the programs around it. And during the school year, it's really easy because the kids have to be there, right? But we're feeding nearly 16,000 kids a day or 16,000 meals a day between breakfast, lunch, and snacks in the afternoon and evening. During the summer, we're really only serving roughly 1,800 to 2,000 meals. And so we know that there are hungry kids in the community who are not making it to where the food's at. And whether that's awareness or accessibility, I'm sure there's a number of different reasons that we don't have as many kids visiting. But during the summer, there's no restrictions. We don't check to see how much is in your parents' bank account. There's no ID card that needs to be provided. They don't even need to be kids in the Sioux City Community School District. This is all kids 1 to 18 who are in the Siouxland area. Mm-hmm. They're welcome to come and eat. And the parents actually can come and eat with them as well. There's a reduced price for the adults to eat if they'd like. But by having more kids there, it relaxes some of the anxiety about the kids who really need it coming. And I don't know, you don't have kids at your house. I've got some teenagers who have limitless appetites. And I find during the summer that my food bill goes up exponentially. And so it may be something where, you know, having access to the healthy food is something that isn't a big deal. But during the summer, you're doubling your grocery budget. By all means, come and let the kids participate in this. You know, grab one meal a week or whatever it might be and be a part of this to support the community.
Talk a little bit about food stigma, the stigma that surrounds hunger and how hard that is to kind of combat, to just get people to kind of open up about, to show up for these types of things and kind of, as people, as more people kind of arrive and participate, then it becomes easier for others to kind of see that, hey, maybe their need is there as well.
You know, the pride of a 13-year-old is almost immeasurable. And so all you want to do is be the same as everybody else. Right. I think even as adults, we can recognize that.
Fit in.
It's hard to admit when you can't afford to do something or it's outside of your comfortable budget. And so so a lot of kids, you know, they'll make do. They'll eat ramen noodles at the house because that's what's in the house. But ramen is delicious and fantastic. Not a ton of nutritional value there, you know. They'll kind of make their way through or they'll eat at a friend's house maybe. If you notice that you've got some of your neighborhood kids eating at your house on a regular basis, by all means, take them down to the food bus or one of the other 18 locations around the community. You know, as adults, I think it's hard to remember that not everybody has the same access and the same ability that we do in our own homes. And there's nothing to be ashamed of. There are lots of resources that we can supply and the food's good.
Right.
It's delicious. I've eaten a few times and it's really good stuff. So,
well, if you're thinking about 67% of our students here in this district being on free and reduced lunch, I mean, odds are, and I talk about this with the food bank as well, that odds are you know someone who is struggling to find food for their child or struggling to feed themselves. So how can we help? Like, how can we get involved other than participating or maybe bringing some people to participate? Is there a way for us to help donate or
How does that work?
Yeah, I think the number one thing is help with awareness, right? Spread the word. Where are these spots at? It's open to everybody. Bring a group down. Supporting is fantastic as well. The Public Schools Foundation, you know, we support our students year round. We support hunger and food insecurity programs throughout the summer, throughout the school year, you know, and we've got other fantastic partnerships in the community with the Food Bank of Siouxland and the backpack program that happens on the weekends. We've got some parent groups like Food Fight for Kids up at Leeds and the Perry Creek PTA. They're already on board. If there's something you want to get involved with, really just contact us at the foundation and we can help connect you to the right piece of this. But the kids who are hungry are also missing a lot of other things throughout the school year. Right. And so that's really where the mission of the foundation comes into play. We help support programs with arts and culture, STEM, and anywhere we can close education gaps. So the kids who don't have food also maybe don't have back to school supplies. They probably don't have the equipment needed to participate in some of the extracurricular activities like, you know, sports or speech and debate, robotics. And so we help with registration fees and we help with sports equipment from time to time. And we help with different reading programs and literacy and all of our talented and gifted programs.
Wow.
We even buy caps and gowns for students who are graduating, who've kind of conquered all of these hurdles and just don't have the money to buy caps and gowns to walk across the stage. What we're here to do is support the kids, right, and make sure that they have the best experience and we set them up for success so the community can continue to grow.
So a foundation that's goal is to create a solid foundation for kids effectively.
Yep.
And this foundation, the Sioux City Public Schools Foundation, it is not the Sioux City School District, right?
Correct.
It's a separate entity and it's existed since the 80s?
Volunteer run since the 80s.
Okay.
And I was lucky enough to come on board as the first executive director about 2.5 years ago. And we're really just enjoying working with the teachers, learning about what they need, supporting educators and supporting kids. That's what we do, and trying to connect the community with things that they can support as well as just kind of highlighting, you know, how cool is it that we've got a bus that moves around Sioux City doling out food? It's so hip and cool. You
right,
know,
right. And it's just a school bus, right? Is it converted? Everything's been converted.
It's a retired school bus that needed to come off the road anyway. And so Rich Luzzi with our food services had this fantastic idea. They took some lunch tables, cut them in half so the benches kind of swing up, and they've got hand washing station and hot and cold food stations and air conditioned seating on the bus. And they kind of park near picnic tables so you can take it outside if you like as well.
Sounds like some good ideas there for a potential food truck,
like
a food bus instead of a food truck.
You're exactly on point. This is kind of like a food truck for kids. It's pretty awesome. And so Friday's Food Truck Friday, right, is happening at the park across from Launch Pad. We're just on the other side of Launch Pad. So come on down, get a meal for your kids, grab something for yourself, maybe get a funnel cake on the way out. It's a great way to...
Yeah, so if you can't participate necessarily in Food Truck Fridays, maybe... you know, limited funds or something like that, or you're not able to.
Or you just don't want
to
spend your mortgage on five kids eating at Food Truck Fridays.
Very true.
Right? It's amazing how teenagers can continue to eat and continue to eat.
I remember my mom, she would always just marvel at how much milk we could go through in a single day with three boys, you know?
Yeah.
And it all adds up. So, it sounds like an amazing thing to take, to participate in. The Sioux City Public Schools Foundation is doing amazing work here in Sioux City, and we're lucky to have you. And so is there anything coming up, this summer other than this event? Anything we have to look forward to with the Sioux City Schools or the foundation?
Well, we have a lot of fun things this fall.
Okay, this fall.
We'll give you a little teaser, right? We'll expect to be back to talk more soon. But summertime, you know, we've just wrapped the school year. All of our educators are taking a little breath. At the foundation, we try to take a little breath at the same time as well. But we've got some fun things happening this fall. Everything from... some dining nights out to support the schools. We've got a cool fundraiser coming up this fall that the key is karaoke. You're going to want
to
know more about that soon.
I
promise.
Get my karaoke chops back in.
Yeah. and really throughout the summer months, there are still things happening at the schools. We have a grill out at West High coming up. We've got some supportive programs with some of the other elementary schools. If you want to know more, check out our website or visit the Sioux City Community School District website, where all of the information about the site locations, times, days of the week, all of that kind of stuff is at the Sioux City Community School District website as well.
And are you guys on Facebook as well?
We are on the Facebook. Okay. On the Facebook. Sioux City Public Schools Foundation, we're pretty easy to track down.
So like you guys on Facebook, and odds are you're going to get updates on all these programs and fund fundraisers.
You're going to see all this kind of good stuff. We've got some teachers leaving for professional development in Colonial Williamsburg in a couple weeks. So you're going to get to watch the teachers out there.
I think my brother did that.
It's a fantastic opportunity.
As an educator here.
And I think your entire family are educators. Am I right?
They are. They're all down educators. I didn't go down that road.
But you're educating people in the community about all the fantastic things that happen around Food for Thought.
That's true. It's very true. Yeah. Well, thank you for giving me that, at least. Well, very cool. Carrie, this will not be the first time that we sit down on Food for Thought, and I look forward to the next time that we get to do this.
It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. Okay. All right, this has been Food for Thought here on Siouxland Public Media. It's been a live installment of Food for Thought. Tune in to 90.3 KWIT every Friday around 12:10 p.m. after the weather, and we'll have another installment there for you. Today, I was sitting down with Carrie Kellen, Executive Director of the Sioux City Public Schools Foundation, and we'll see you next week for another Food for Thought.